This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. Iran's foreign minister is dismissing a new U.S. campaign to sow discord among the Iranian people. Mohammad Javad Zarif hitting back at a tweet by President Donald Trump, who Sunday said Tehran risked dire consequences if it threatened the U.S. Zarif responded, "Color us unimpressed." At the White House, presidential spokesperson Sarah Huckabee Sanders said Mr. Trump was responding to a weekend warning by Iran's President Hassan Rouhani that Washington's hostile policies could lead to the, quote, mother of all wars.
The president's number one goal is to make sure Iran doesn't get a nuclear weapon. We have similar and shared interests with our European allies. We're continuing to have discussions with them. And when we have specifics on that front, we'll let you know.
Mr. Rouhani also held out the hope of peace with the U.S. Sanders was asked if Mr. Trump could reach out to Iran, as he did with North Korea.
Again, our focus is on stopping Iran from having nuclear weapons, regardless of who is there. That's what our priority is. And if we have any further announcements on that front, I'll let you know. But the president and his administration are going to continue pushing and advocating for that.
Indiana University analyst Hussein Banai said Iran's president feels Tehran must stand up to the U.S.
His point is one that, look, this is a country that sees itself very much backed up into a corner right now, and it will not succumb to any kind of pressure, especially rhetorical pressure from the United States.
The U.S. is preparing to reimpose sanctions on Tehran after leaving the international nuclear agreement in May. Congolese opposition leader Jean-Pierre Bemba, freed from war crimes allegations, is expected to return to Democratic Republic of Congo next week to run for president. He was freed from charges at The Hague by an appeals court in May. A long-delayed December election is aimed at finding a replacement to the term-limited incumbent, Joseph Kabila. This is VOA News. The U.S. NATO commander in Afghanistan, General John Nicholson, Monday said the prospect of peace talks with the Taliban underscores success for the U.S. strategy to end the 17-year conflict.
The advancement towards the reconciliation goal of President Trump's strategy has seen progress in the last year that we haven't seen in the previous 17 years, and that is significant. I think that's for the reason that we have now gone to a conditions-based strategy. We're no longer on a timeline for withdrawal.
Joining Nicholson was U.S. Regional Commander General John Vogel, who expressed cautious optimism given the respect to a recent ceasefire.
And although the ceasefire was temporary, all parties respected the terms, and there were very, very few reported breaches.
Vogel said it underscored the increased desire for peace. The U.N. Security Council Monday condemned the use of violence by insurgents aimed at disrupting the country's electoral process. The U.N. also said the first half of 2018 was the deadliest for civilians. The Washington-based group 38 North said satellite imagery indicates North Korea has begun dismantling key facilities at a site used to develop engines for ballistic missiles. It's viewed as a sign Pyongyang is fulfilling a pledge made in its historic summit in Singapore with the U.S. in June. Toronto police are still trying to determine why 29-year-old Faisal Hussein fatally shot two people and wounded 13 others in a Canadian city late Sunday. Mark Saunders is the city police chief.
We do not know why this has happened yet. The investigation itself is very fluid. It is very new. It's going to take some time. And because of that, I'm certainly not going to invite any type of speculation. I'm not in the comfort zone of doing that.
The suspect, armed with a handgun, opened fire on a busy Toronto street. The second such deadly attack in the city. Embattled Nicaraguan President Daniel Ortega says he'll not step down despite mass protests that he do so. Mr. Ortega spoke through an interpreter and appeared on the Fox News broadcast with Brett Baer.
We were elected by the voters. So there have been electoral periods. There are term limits. And our electoral period ends in with the elections of 2021, when we will have our next election.
Violent protests have continued in Nicaragua since April, leaving hundreds dead. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte Monday vowed to sustain the momentum of his violent, controversial war on drugs, saying it will be relentless and chilling, he addressed a joint session of Congress. A Liberian woman who contracted the deadly Ebola virus 4 years ago may have infected her husband and two sons more than a year later. The medical journal Lancet said one of the boys has died. It's the first known case of transmission from a persistently infected Ebola survivor. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.